News Money.
Welcome back to our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. Today is May 30th, Monday, Memorial Day. Justice and Drew will be back tomorrow. This is Hour 3, and our special guest this hour is going to be the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Sean Mankey. Major General Sean Mankey assumed the duties of Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard in August 2020. As Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey is the senior leader of the Minnesota National Guard. The Adjutant General is the administrative head of the state's Department of Military Affairs, whose duties and responsibilities are defined by state statutes. General Mankey, welcome back to our Memorial Day special.
Hey, Tom, it's great to be here today, and thanks for doing this again, and thanks for taking time out of your Memorial Day. It's important that we recognize this day for what it's truly meant to be.
Sir, it's a tradition. This is the 12th year that we've done the live Memorial Day show. Thanks to iHeartMedia for putting us on the air. And I got to tell you, it's a real tradition to have your state chaplain, Colonel Buddy Wynn, on for the 6 o'clock hour. He got up at 0:30 this morning, sir, and joined us and does a great job.
Chaplain Wynn does so much for not only the state of Minnesota, but at the national level. He's a leader in the chaplain corps and just does great things for our soldiers and airmen all the time.
In general, we've heard in the past that some officers refer to the motor pool and those people as the people that take care of the equipment, and the chaplain's corps is the people that take care of your soldiers and airmen. Pretty important to keep everybody in good shape.
It absolutely is, you know, and it's a triad. It's spiritual fitness, mental fitness, and physical fitness, of course. And the chaplain certainly helps us all balance that spiritual fitness in there.
And General Chaplain Wynn and I were talking about when I first went to Vietnam over 50 years ago. I didn't quite know what I was getting into. It was kind of exciting until I got there, and then all of a sudden, whoa, what's this about? And never thought about the fact that I expected to get home, but some of my buddies didn't get home, and the chaplains over there were I don't know how I made it through without a chaplain to talk to once in a while. I don't know who they talk to, but hopefully they talk to each other so that they help all of our troops stay, keep an even keel and get to work.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, and Tom, everybody needs a battle buddy, and our chaplain corps needs that battle buddy as well so that they can talk. You know, they help so many soldiers and airmen out, but they also need someone that they can talk to when to deal with all the stuff that they deal and help our soldiers and airmen deal with.
In general, you're in charge of over 13,000 soldiers and airmen in the Minnesota National Guard. What does Memorial Day mean to you and to your troops?
Well, I think it's important, Tom, that we take a little pause and remember. We remember the sacrifices of the soldiers and airmen that have really given the ultimate sacrifice. And hopefully our soldiers are able to take a pause. And we have... You know, we're still busy in the state. We got about 100 soldiers up doing flood fight mission up on Rainy Lake, and then we have, you know, multiple soldiers deployed overseas. We have our regional support group, as well as a pretty big significant contingent of the 148th Fighter Wing. And, you know, they're still working today. They're all working today, but hopefully they can take a little bit of a pause and reflect truly what Memorial Day is about for those who have given the ultimate sacrifice and for those that have given service to our great country, and now they're resting in peace.
In general, that's why we call for a moment of remembrance at 3 o'clock this afternoon. We ask everyone to just take a minute out from your activities from the Memorial Day weekend, whether you're barbecuing or visiting with family or whatever you might be doing. Just stop and thank generations of service members that have served, went off to war, and some did not come home. They gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we can live in freedom and liberty.
Absolutely. It's important to do that.
General, I find that when you watch the news and what's going on with Russia and Ukraine and all the Ukraine troops that are over there battling so hard for their homeland, it makes me stop and think about, wow, nobody guessed last year that there's going to be an invasion, that Russia would invade Ukraine. And when you look at how hard those folks are fighting and battling just to live, just to have what we have, the freedom, it makes me stop and think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you hit an important point there, Tom. I don't think anyone knew the resolve that the Ukrainian people would have in their will to fight against, you know, against Russia. A staunch competitor that, you know, invaded their country, and they are truly doing a lot more than a lot of people thought that they would be able to do because of their will to fight and their value on what freedom is. And, you know, just a reminder to our listeners that, our soldiers and airmen take an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States, as does every service member. And oftentimes they are put in positions where they work hard and away from home and family. And as you said, not everybody gets to come home all the time. It's today that we remember those that did not make it home or are home and have now been laid to rest.
In general, we've talked many times about the state partnership that the Minnesota National Guard has with Croatia and the longstanding relationship you have with Norway. It's my understanding that Ukraine had about a 30-year relationship with the California National Guard. Had to have helped.
Absolutely. And we could argue that every dollar spent by the United States on the state partnership program, Ukraine is a perfect example of where that's worth it. California has helped them tremendously, and they've learned a lot of things by working with the California National Guard. And the other thing that it's done is it's bought buy-in to America, where they have a touch point with many of the California guardsmen and people living in California, as it was mill to mill and then civ to civ.
And that means that some of those troops that serve in the Ukrainian military still have counterparts in the California National Guard, and I expect they're probably still talking.
They absolutely are. And, you know, there's stories and, examples of service members from Ukraine that are fighting, reaching out to their counterparts in the California National Guard through social media and WhatsApp and other communication methods, just asking for advice and conversing on what's going on, and then just the moral support from their service members that they know in the California National Guard.
In general, as we go into this hour, in the next segment, we're going to talk to your predecessor, who's now Lieutenant General John Jensen, the director of the Army National Guard. A little later on, we're going to have on Senator Amy Klobuchar, and we're going to end the day with Governor Tim Walz. But before we end this segment, sir, is there someone special that you think about on Memorial Day?
Well, there's a couple things that, you know, and I was on the drive-in this morning, I was reflecting, and first and foremost, you know, when I entered the Army, I really didn't probably the full way to what Memorial Day is, but, you know, April 14th, 1994, there was two UH-60 Blackhawks shot down over northern Iraq by friendly fire, and we lost 26 service members that day. Eight of them were in my company. So a very hard day. So I reflect on that. And then, you know, most recently I reflect on, December 5th, 2019, when we lost the UH-60 up in St. Cloud. So Warrant Officer Nord, Warrant Officer Rogers, and Warrant Officer Kennedy Plattenberg. You know, and my thoughts go out to the families, the Gold Star families that undoubtedly are dealing with that today. And thinking of them. And then most recently, you know, we had a tragedy at the Abbey Gate in August of last year where we had our 1194 soldiers over there as well. Fortunately, none of them were hurt, but, you know, we lost some great American Marines that day. And I'm thinking of their families and what they're going through today on this very difficult day for them, possibly.
Sir, Memorial Day is another great day to reflect on those we've lost. We're speaking with Major General Sean Mankey on our special edition of Memorial Day, Minnesota Military Radio. We have to take a short break. This Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Find more information online at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. Welcome back to our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130. Justice and Drew will be back tomorrow. My special co-host this hour is Major General Sean Mankey, the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard. And, General, we've got a special guest calling in all the way from Washington, D.C., and that's Lieutenant General John Jensen. General Jensen, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Hey, thanks, Tom. I really appreciate that. Good morning to you and to Major General Mankey as well. It's great to hear from both of you today.
Well, we sure appreciate you taking time to call in, but it seems like I had standing orders to make sure that we had room for General Jensen on the show, so we'll keep that going, sir.
Well, I know this is the 12th year that you've done the live show, and I don't know how many of the shows I've participated in. I'm reminded of the show we did during the high point of COVID when we had to We had to do it from an off-site location. I know we don't talk about that very much, but I just really appreciate, Tom, what you do for our community there, and I'm just really honored that you, for one reason or another, continue to invite me back. So thank you very much. I'm always here for you.
Well, thank you, General. We wanted to talk about, I think you've been in this position for almost 2 years now, but now you're the director of the Army National Guard for the entire United States. How's that going, sir?
As you mentioned, I'm getting close on my second anniversary as the director, and it's a wonderful job. It's a tremendous job. You know, being the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard is was just an incredible experience for me, and I just have a, you know, deep love of our Minnesota National Guard. But the great thing in this position is, you know, I get to serve nationally, so I get to learn about the other 53 Army National Guards across the United States and get to hear their stories, learn their history, see their contribution to their community, to their state, and, of course, our nation. And so it's just a very unique privilege that both Cindy and I are just tremendously honored to have the opportunity to serve in.
General, are you getting caught up in the Washington, D.C. Memorial Day events today?
Well, you know, living so close to Arlington National Cemetery and being able to drive by that cemetery every day, you know, there are some special days. And, you know, Memorial Day is one of them when they do flags in, which is, you know, every year they put a U.S. flag at every marker, you know, over 250,000. And I know we do that in Minnesota, but just to watch that process and just see the transformation of the National Cemetery as that happens, it's just incredibly moving every day, but certainly on special days like Memorial Day weekend.
So, sir, along that note, is there something particular that you reflect on during this Memorial Day time?
Yeah, Sean, you know, I think for me, well, I know for me, you know, I think, you know, the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day for me personally is Memorial Day is much more of a reflective day where you really, I don't know, it's just a little bit more personal. It's a little bit more solemn for obvious reasons. And Veterans Day is, for me, is a little bit more of an opportunity to celebrate with those great soldiers and airmen that I've had the privilege of serving across. So for me, certainly a more solemn and more introspective day than Veterans Day. And so, you know, in part because of my national position, you know, the soldiers that you thought of when Tom asked you that question, obviously our three aviators from December 2019, you know, come to mind. The 21 names that we have in front of the old brigade headquarters in Bloomington come to mind. But really, you know, the almost 7,000 service members that have given the last full measure after 9/11. You know, I think of all of those soldiers, airmen, seamen, Marines, in terms of what they gave to our country during our time, Sean, while you and I were serving. And so I think that's really where my thoughts are today.
Our special guest is Lieutenant General John Jensen, Director of the Army National Guard, on our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. General, we touched on the fact that there's a war going on between Russia and Ukraine, and Ukraine has been a partner of the California National Guard for several decades. This has been going on for a while. Are there some changes coming? Are we watching what's going on planning how to deal with these type issues in the future?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously, you know, the whole world is watching what's taking place in Ukraine. And obviously the position of the United States government is we're going to support that country. We're going to support their efforts. And, you know, as part of the, you know, full government's involvement in that, the Department of Defense is obviously involved in that, as is our National Guard. While we have not mobilized any soldiers in direct support of that operation, we are, as part of the Army's effort, providing equipment to the brave soldiers in Ukraine, and will continue to do so. And then if that mission expands into something else, whether it's training, advising, assisting, you know, the one thing that we know is that our National Guard will be there for a lot of reasons. But one of them is you know, as you guys mentioned, you know, that California-Ukraine partnership goes all the way back to 1993, and really one of the original relationships of the state partnership program, while it was under at that time the Partnership for Peace program. And so we, you know, certainly through our great brothers and sisters in California are integrated in everything that's going on in Ukraine. And we're just very proud to be able to assist them.
General, we just got a couple of minutes left, but here in Minnesota, there's a considerable amount of excitement among your old soldiers that have retired from the Minnesota National Guard. They're all talking about 34th Infantry Division artillery returning to Minnesota.
Yeah, it was very, you know, I know a lot of those senior former Devardi commanders and enlisted soldiers there, and when General Hokanson, the chief of the National Guard Bureau, you know, made that decision to bring back the 34th Division artillery, you know, I was very proud to be just a small part of that, and I know what it means back home to guys like John Trost, a good friend of yours, Wayne Hayes, and a bunch of other people back there. And so, I'm just very proud to have played a very small part in that.
Yes, sir. And we you know, we're fortunate to have the strength that allows us to do that. But I think the other thing that you know, that is positive for the Guard is. And I had the opportunity last week with you and Chief of Staff of the Army, General McConville, but he truly practices what he preaches as a one force, and we're fortunate to have him as our leader that brings the Guard through the modernization process.
Yeah, I was very fortunate, Sean, when I was in your position back in 2019, as he was transitioning to become the Chief of Staff of the Army. I got to serve on his transition team and really got to understand really what his goals and what his priorities were going to be as the Chief of Staff of the Army. And I tell you, he has not wavered one degree off of those. First and foremost, it's about our soldiers and our families. And you know, he is committed to the total Army, the total force. And he has been just a tremendous leader inside of our Army and very inclusive of, you know, what we call Compo 2 and 3, which is the Army National Guard and the Army Reserve. And so I just feel very honored to get the opportunity to serve alongside of him.
General Jensen, I'd like to thank you again for taking time to call in on our 12th Annual Memorial Day Show. I hope we can talk to you again next year in your third year as Director of the Army National Guard. And appreciate you calling in, sir.
Thanks, Tom. And again, to you and Zach, who's working the board there for you today, just really appreciate, again, you guys taking time out of your personal schedule to do this. And to everybody back in Minnesota, just, you know, Cindy and I miss you all and can't wait to get back. And so thanks again, Tom. And Sean, be well. We'll see you soon.
Got a big thumbs up from Zach, sir. Thank you for calling him out. He appreciates it.
Absolutely. Take care.
All right, sir. Thanks.
That was Lieutenant General John Jensen, Director of the Army National Guard. General Mackey, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to visit with Senator Amy Klobuchar. This Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Find more information online at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. Welcome back to our special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. This hour, my co-host is Major General Sean Mackey, who is the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard. And General Mackey, we've had a nice chat with General Jensen, Director of the Army National Guard out in Washington, D.C. I bet it's kind of nice to have a former Adjutant General from Minnesota out there in D.C. so you could at least have somebody at the other end of the phone when you call.
You know, and I had the opportunity to work for General Jensen when he was in the state as the Chief of Staff and then the Adjutant General, and just a true professional and a great leader for our nation. He's doing great things for us.
And General, we've got a special guest joining us now, and that would be Senator Amy Klobuchar. Senator, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thanks, Tom. It's great to be on with General Mankey as well, and I also want to echo what he said about General Jensen. It is wonderful having him in place there, and he's just been such a leader in our state. But then when things come up nationally, and we've had all kinds of issues going on, you know, big and small, with everything from, as General Mankey knows, benefits to assignments. I've been working extensively on the Air National Guard side, is different, but on our C-130s and making sure we've got the planes in place for the 133rd and the Bulldogs up in Duluth. And so it's just been really, really great to have him in the driver's seat in Washington.
Senator, we're happy to have you here in town on Memorial Day. I understand you're going to be out to the Fort Snelling National Cemetery soon.
Yes, in the rain, no less. But you think about our troops, I think they've been in worse, so I don't think anyone's going to complain. But it is going to be a really important day. As the general knows, we haven't had everyone gathered together during the pandemic, and so I think it's pretty important. And there have been a lot of people we've lost during those 2 years. My own dad was buried there about a year ago. And so this will be a special Memorial Day for me. He served during the Korean War. He was stationed in Germany writing, and this seems like echoes of the current anti-communist and anti-Russian leaflets and such to be distributed so that people understood the truth. And so here we are again. So that is also going to be on my mind, will be what's happening around the world and our brave troops helping right now in Europe. We have hundreds of Minnesota National Guard that are serving around the world. I saw a few of our active duty Minnesotans when I was at the 82nd Airborne in Poland about a few months ago, and they were doing incredible work. So I think it's really given people a newfound respect for what our military does, for our equipment, for our training, how our advice and our work in Europe have been helping Ukrainians, even though we don't have troops stationed there.
General, you mentioned earlier on the show the Black Hawk that went down just a few years ago, and we lost the three soldiers up there. I understand you and the senator are working on something there.
Yeah, I think Senator Klobuchar is leading on this and really helping to get some long-term remembrance for these soldiers. Warrant Officer Kenneth Plattenberg, Chief Warrant Officer Nord, and Chief Warrant Officer Rogers. And Senator, I appreciate what you're doing, and I know the families do as well. If you could just maybe elaborate on that a little bit.
Sure. Well, thank you. Thank you, General. And this was such a sad and tragic accident when those three members of the Minnesota Army National Guard lost their lives in that helicopter crash. I think it reminds you of the importance of Memorial Day, that this is for these families. And as the General knows, this makeshift memorial was set up where the helicopter crashed in a farm field of Larry and Helen Krippner, and it's now... without hesitation, they just raised the flag at that point, and is now a beautiful memorial for those families. At the same time, I've been working with Representatives Emmer and Fischbach over in the House. Senator Smith and I have been on the naming of the post offices in their hometowns of Avon, Purim, and Winsted, and we're making great progress on that bill and are going to get it done. And it's just something for their local communities to not forget their sacrifice.
Senator, this is Tom again. As you know, I'm a Vietnam veteran, and on Memorial Day, we think about those that we've lost and those 58,000 that we lost in Vietnam. But I also think about several times that many service members that we lost to the side effects of Agent Orange. And that brings us up to today's conflicts with the burn pits and every time we go to war, there's something that affects our members, and we lose our service members from that. I know that the House of Representatives has passed a toxic exposure bill. Are you working on that in the Senate, ma'am?
Yeah, actually, I did one of the very first burn pit bills with Senator Tillis of North Carolina. I got involved because of a young woman, Amy Muller, a service member who died with pancreatic cancer, leaving her husband, Brian, and three young kids. She'd been stationed next to one of the most notorious, largest burn pits in Iraq. And then Tillis, of course, has a lot of active duty bases in North Carolina, and we joined forces, and we've continued to work on this. And actually, part of my bill is going to be in the bill that's going to pass the Senate. We're very excited about this bipartisan agreement between Chairman Tester, Ranking Member Moran in the Senate. So expect the Senate to be passing this burn pit bill, which finally accounts for what's been going on and puts the resources that we need to help these service members, because you're exactly right. We don't want to have this be our generation's Agent Orange in terms of the delay in recognizing what's happened. And as you know, Veterans Secretary McDonough from Minnesota was out here and while working with us on that. So this is going to be passed in June.
Senator, thank you for your leadership on that, as well as many other national level things that help our service members across the country. And of course, here in Minnesota, we certainly appreciate your support that you give to us for everything that we need. And just nice to have an ally in D.C. doing the right thing for all of our service members. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you for having me on. I know this has been a tough time for everyone with what's happening around the world. But as I said, one of the things that remains true, no matter if you're Democrat or Republican, is the respect that we have for those that put on the uniform and their families, because when they serve, their families serve as well.
Senator, we got about 30 seconds left. Any final reflections on Memorial Day?
Well, just that this is, again, one of those moments where we think about the fact that when our people signed up to serve, there wasn't a waiting line. And when they come home, even if they've made that ultimate sacrifice, they deserve the respect of this country. And one of the themes today at Fort Snelling will be about POWs. So many of them, of course, during the Vietnam War, so many missing in action. So I'm going to be remembering my friend John McCain. And I guess I'd end with the last thing that he said to me when I visited him when he was sick in Arizona. He pointed to the words in his book, and it said, "There's," because he couldn't talk very well at the end, "there's nothing more liberating in life than fighting for a cause larger than yourself." And that is the solace for so many of the families we honor today, that they've lost their loved ones, but they went fighting for a cause larger than themselves.
Senator, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
That was Senator Amy Klobuchar. In general, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Governor Tim Walz. This Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Find more information online at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. Welcome back to our special Memorial Day broadcast, the Minnesota Military Radio. I'm Tom Lyons, your host, and my co-host this hour is Major General Sean Mankey, who is the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard. And General, we're waiting, I think, right now on our next guest to call in, and that's going to be Governor Tim Walz. And can you explain your relationship? You are the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, but you're also a commissioner, because you're the commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Military Affairs, and that makes you essentially part of his board of directors.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm fortunate I get to serve on, on his cabinet as the director of military affairs. But as a commander in chief, I also work for him as the adjutant general of the Minnesota National Guard. So I really work for him through two different means, and he's one of my bosses. And of course, that's in a Title 32. And then in a Title 10 status, we report up to the commander-in-chief through multiple people all the way up to the president. So that's part of the Guard. You have a dual role, Title 10, Title 32.
And the dual role, Title 10 and 32, one of them's federal and one of them's state. And as governor of Minnesota and the commander-in-chief, he has the ability to call you up to state active duty.
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, right now we got some soldiers, and we may talk about that when the governor joins us, but we have some soldiers up on International Falls, Rainy Lake area, doing some work for the community up there.
Zach, have you heard anything from the governor? Have we got him?
Checked in. Well, hopefully I'll let you know when he calls, and hopefully he'll be soon.
All right, put him through as soon as you got him. General, one of the things that happened last week was here in the Navy, we had a commissioning of a new ship up in Duluth. It was the USS Minneapolis St. Paul. That name has been used a couple of times. It was used on a submarine, we were up there and did a show from there. It's 385 feet long, but it's like a big jet ski.
Really? And I know we participate in part of that. I know we had some UH-60s fly over from 2147 on the Minnesota National Guard, and I know we had a pretty big contingent from the 148th Fighter Wing attend that event as well. And from what I heard, it was a grand day, good event.
It was a good day, and my understanding is the governor was up there and Senator Klobuchar was up there. And do we have the governor now, Zach?
We do. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Governor. Glad you had time to join us on Memorial Day. I'm here with my co-host for this hour, Major General Sean Mankey.
Good morning, General Mankey. Good to talk to you.
Hey, good to talk to you, sir. Thanks for calling in and joining us this morning on this solemn day.
Yeah, I heard you talking about the USS Minneapolis St. Paul dedication, an incredible event. I mentioned General Mankey that the Army doesn't commission artillery pieces, but we should, because it's a fabulous ceremony they go through.
The Navy, Governor, has a way of putting tradition and ceremonies in a special place that the other services don't do.
I could not agree more. It pains me to say so sometimes. I said all those go Army beat Navy chants, but I'll tell you what, the tradition and the pride and to see the world's fastest warship, you know, be dedicated for the first time in Minnesota was really something to see.
And that's great that, you know, for a state that doesn't have a lot of naval pieces of equipment in it, that some of our citizens got to see that and experience that.
No, that's right. I think the pride that comes with the naming. We have a long naval history, you know, from shots fired in World War II on, but and the Great Lakes. And what's something about that ship is they said if it weren't for the height of the bridges, they could have sailed that thing up from New Orleans. And yet they can cross the ocean. It's an incredible technology. It's thank goodness we have it. Make sure that democracy is defended across the globe. And to see it right here at home in Duluth, the Port of Duluth, was amazing.
Governor, it's Memorial Day, and I understand shortly you'll probably be on your way out to Fort Snelling National Cemetery.
I will. I think for many of us, been going out there many years. Some have been going out there for decades. There's no more special place. Just like that ceremony up in Duluth, I think it's these moments we gather together. Some of the, you know, some of the trouble and turmoil of the modern world seems to kind of fade away a little bit, and we find all that commonality. And I think just the solemnness of Fort Snelling and just the dignity that ceremony's carried out. I always leave every day just grateful, humble, thoughtful, and, you know, on Memorial Day, I hope that's what people are doing.
Governor, is there anyone in particular you think of on Memorial Day?
Yeah, I had several uncles. I had an uncle who was at Pearl Harbor. He did not die at Pearl Harbor, my great-uncle Morris, and was just such a wonderful guy. And I think about that generation, didn't talk much about it, didn't say much. And I think this one, I will say, I think you had her on and talking about that, is Senator Klobuchar's dad's now buried out there, probably in sight from where we'll do the ceremony. And those who had the privilege of knowing the senator's dad, he was a unique individual and incredibly proud to be a veteran. So I think today maybe thinking Jim Klobuchar a bit.
And Governor, the current legislative session ended, but we had a special thing happen. There was a separate veterans bill that was signed, my understanding, for the first time ever, maybe.
Yeah, I think this is the Commander's Task Force. General Mankey and I got together with them early on and said, you know, it's going to be tough, and I'm disappointed and still hopeful. We've got more work yet to be done, but I think we put all things aside and said, let's just move this separate. Let's not get it caught in other bills. Let's not hold it hostage. Let's just care for our veterans. And that thing passed with, I think we lost one vote in the House of Representatives. I think we got 201 out of 202 votes. And it's a great package put together by veterans for veterans, everything from veterans homelessness to making sure the veterans homes, the new ones that we've got going up in Bemidji, Montevideo, and Preston, care for our cemeteries, and then some bonuses for 9/11 veterans. And then General Mankey did really nice work that we've asked a lot of our National Guard. And some of us remember, you get past 12 years, your family's growing, it gets harder and harder to stay in. And state of Minnesota is going to put in some pretty significant bonuses to help people. I know they don't do it for the money, but boy, when you got a growing family and you got a lot of things happening, I'm just really pleased that passed.
Hey, sir, and I think, you know, we're already seeing that'll make a difference. And, you know, I know that you value our airmen and soldiers, but it's always nice to put the money where the mouth is as well. So this will help, and appreciate the legislature passing that and then you signing it.
No, I agree. I don't think we, you know, Minnesotans are pretty humble people. General Mankey would probably not say it, Tom, but there's always two states that do the best in recruiting and retention in our National Guard. And I think that's Texas and Minnesota. And I think it speaks to the sense of duty folks here have.
Governor, we've only got about a minute left, but I know there's two important initiatives you've been working on. One is veterans homelessness and one is veterans suicide. Got a lot of partners in those efforts.
Partners, that's what it's all about. We've reduced homelessness in the last 3 years, even during COVID, from 574 Minnesotan veterans homeless down to 287. We're down to basically Hennepin and Ramsey County. We've got a plan, just like the military always does. Larry Herkey and his team is partnering with so many of our nonprofits. Same thing with the veteran suicide issue, making sure we get folks in. There's no shame in asking for help. And I'm proud of the military over the last couple of decades of taking the stigma away from needing a little help and getting folks in. So we're not done yet, but we owe it to folks, especially on Memorial Day, to think about that. We have the resources to prevent both of those things from happening, and we just need to do it. So I'm, again, grateful to the legislature, grateful for the bipartisan nature of that.
Governor, thank you for taking the time to call in to the show today on Memorial Day, and I hope the rain holds off for you out at Fort Snelling.
Yeah, thank you, Tom, for all you do. Goodbye.
Thanks, sir. Have a good day.
General, we're just about out of time. In a few moments here, we're going to end with TAPS, which is a bugle call played at dusk during flag ceremonies and at all military funerals by the United States Armed Forces. Seems like that's appropriate on Memorial Day.
I would agree wholeheartedly, and it always chokes me up a little when I hear it because I know the true meaning of it.
And General, I think we've had a great morning. We've got to talk to General Jensen and Senator Klobuchar and Governor Walz. There's a lot of elected officials. There's a lot of volunteers. There's a lot of folks in Minnesota pulling together to support your troops and our veterans.
Well, and it's not only just the Minnesota National Guard, it's all of our service members and veterans and those that have given the ultimate sacrifice and those that have served.
General, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And now here's TAPS to end our show.